USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The presidential election remains unresolved. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more on the latest election lawsuits.
President Trump's re-election campaign is suing Michigan in a federal court alleging pervasive violations of election law at a vote counting center in Detroit. The lawsuit, accompanied by 234 pages of sworn affidavits, which describes how Republican poll challengers were prevented from having adequate access to observe the counting process, which is in violation of Michigan's election code. This is just one of the many lawsuits filed by the Trump campaign, and Trump Communications Director Tim Murtaugh reminds everyone,
people want to eat the whole apple in one bite. That's not how this process is going to work. This process is going to take patience. It is going to be methodical, and it may be somewhat lengthy, but we have the time to get there.
USA Radio News is not calling the race until all legal challenges are resolved.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
With all the discussions going on with the presidential election, COVID-19, what's really important to some Americans? What happened to YouTube TV last night? YouTube, owned by Google, said late Wednesday it had fixed a glitch that led to a worldwide outage of the video streaming service. Showed about 300,000 incidents of people reporting issues. It happened around 6:53 p.m. Eastern, with users being denied. YouTube in a tweet said, "We're sorry for the interruption. This is fixed across all devices and YouTube services. There was no explanation for what caused the outage." The average American reportedly has been dipping into their retirement funds to stay afloat in these tough times. The typical investor pulled out $12,000, CNBC reported, citing company data. About 4.5%, or 187,000 investors of Vanguard 401ks, took a distribution. A coronavirus distribution is available to about 4.2 million 401k customers. The CARES Act allows 401ks and other retirement savers to withdraw up to $100,000 through December. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The 34th largest state by area, the 7th most populous, and the 10th most densely populated in the Union, Ohio, has issued a new mask mandate as COVID-19 cases are on the rise. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
Ohio is enacting new restrictions as the state battles with a spike in COVID cases. Hospitalizations for the disease have nearly tripled since September, and the state has added more than 50,000 new cases in the last 2 weeks. Governor Mike DeWine reissued his public mask mandate on Wednesday, also requiring all businesses to post notice of a face covering requirement at all of their entrances, requiring all stores to make sure their customers are wearing masks, and creating a new retail compliance unit to enforce those mandates. In an address to the state, DeWine asked Ohioans to keep doing the basics to stay safe.
I ask you, keep going. Recommit to your individual efforts to stay safe, because what you do in your private lives affects everyone. Please, please, don't host that birthday party or that baby shower or that get-together to watch the football game. Don't attend the gatherings that you're invited to. Stay home when you can. Work from home if you can.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thursday Night Football will feature Phillip Rivers and the Indianapolis Colts heading down to Music City and take on the Tennessee Titans. Game is at 8:20 p.m. Eastern on Fox. For the USA Radio Network, I'm Lance Pry.